today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. By the name of our Lord, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. So welcome. Dear brothers and sisters, this episode of today's special is about our relation with the Holy Quran. Today, Wednesday, that is today, 6th of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of the month of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Today, we want to learn about verses 41 to 42 of chapter Fussilat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الذين كفروا بالذكر لما جاءهم وإنه لكتاب عزيز.
Indeed, those who disbelieve in the message after it has come to them. And indeed, it is a mighty book.
لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد.
Falsehood cannot approach it from before it or from behind it. It is a revelation from a Lord who is wise and praiseworthy.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Holy Quran reminds man of his neglect and negligence. The title Aziz, that means the honorable, is exclusively employed to refer to the Holy Quran from amongst scriptures. The blessed verses are addressed to all polytheists who regard the Holy Quran as magic and falsehood, and also those who do not believe in some of the Quranic injunctions. For example, usury, murder, and calumnious accusation and slander, as well as divine commands. It is also addresses those who subjectively interpret Quranic verses like those regarding the guardianship, infallibility, and purity of Ahlul Bayt, Prophet's family, peace be upon them all.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan, Ilayka qalban, Yadhub hubban, بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان بالنور والإيمان
يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان.
what do we have about our relation with the Holy Quran? We are reminded that this Quran is such that it could not be composed by any unless it is revealed from Allah. It is a confirmation of the revelation made before it and a detailed exposition of the books. Beyond doubt, it is from the Lord of the entire universe. Do they say that the messenger has himself composed the Quran? Say, in that case, bring forth just one surah like it and call on all whom you can except Allah to help you if you are truthful. In fact, they are arbitrarily rejected as false whatever they failed to comprehend and whose final sequel was not apparent to them. Likewise, had their predecessors rejected the truth, declaring it falsehood, do observe, then what was the end of the wrongdoers? Of course, some will believe and others will not. Your Lord fully knows the mischief makers. Chapter 10, verses 37 to 40.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today, we are going to talk about our relationship with the Holy Quran. Will they not then ponder over this Quran, or are there locks upon their hearts? This is chapter 47, verse 24. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likens those who have a superficial relationship with their scripture to a donkey that carries books but is blissfully unaware of its worth. The likeness of those who are entrusted with the Torah yet apply it not is as the likeness of an ass carrying books. This is chapter 62, verse 5. And how can we interact with the Holy Quran? Well, and when the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the verses which referred to the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he glorified him, the great, and when he recited the verses that mention supplication, he supplicated. And when he recited the verses that mention seeking refuge of Allah, he sought his refuge. Are we doing the same thing, dear brothers and sisters? I mean, while reciting the Quran, when the light of a verse of the Quran attracts us, are we pondering on that verse itself? Or when we reach to a Quranic dua, are we, saying this dua with the purpose of making a supplication? So this means an interaction with the Holy Quran. We need to strengthen these interaction in every single verse that we recite. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
On the continuation of today's special, ways to reignite your relationship with the Quran. One way is feeling the beauty of the banquet. Dear friend, be motivated to reignite your relationship with Allah's book with this mind-blowing description. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure family, said, "This Quran is the banquet of Allah, so take as much as you can from his banquet." Indeed, this Quran is the rope of Allah, and it is a clear light and is the effective healing. It is a protection for the one who clings to it and a rescue for the one who follows it. It is not crooked and so puts things straight. Its wonders do not cease. It does not wear out with repetition, so recite it, for Allah will reward you for the recitation of every letter. Explaining the phrase banquet of Allah, it is mentioned the Quran is likened to something Allah has prepared for people. They have good and benefits in it. Then He has invited them to it. O Allah, help us recite, understand, and act upon Your book. Make the Quran our leader and a cure for our hearts and guide us in conveying its message. Amen.
في القرآن سعادتنا مدى الأزمان وفيه الخير للإنسان ويطوي عثرة المجروح
And now Imam al-Husayn and the virtues of Surah al-Hamd. All the excellences mentioned for Surah al-Hamd also stand true for Imam al-Husayn. Be with us for finding them. Surah al-Hamd is called as Ummul Kitab, the mother of the book. Imam al-Husayn also called as Abul A'imma, the father of the Imams. Peace be upon them all. The other virtue, Surah al-Hamd contains treasures of obedience. Imam al-Husayn is the means of salvation. And the last but not the least, chapter al-Hamd is called as Wafiyah. One who fulfills the promise, Imam al-Husayn also shall provide the basis of forgiveness of his Shias, inshallah.
A third reference in the Holy Quran to Imam Hussein. This one's very interesting. And this particular verse over here will allow us to see Imam Hussein alayhi salam from a completely higher dimension. In Surah Al-Dukhan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 29 states, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنظَرِينَ. Allah talks about the Pharaoh and his transgression. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us how He drowned and how He saved Musa and Bani Israel. Then Allah makes an interesting comment over here. Allah says, when they drowned, the Pharaoh and his evil people, when they drowned, the skies, the heavens, the universe, the earth did not weep for them. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهُمُ السَّمَاءُ. The universe did not cry for them. Let's stop a moment here and analyze this verse. What does it mean when the Quran is telling you the skies did not weep for them? Do the skies, the universe, the heavens, do they have the capacity to cry for Allah to negate that? If the universe does not have the capacity to cry, how would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negate it? Because if something doesn't have the capacity and you negate it, it doesn't make sense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is negating something. He's saying the universe did not cry for the Pharaoh and his evil men. That in itself means, according to the scholars of the Quran, the universe has the capacity to cry. And according to authentic hadiths that Shias and Sunnis have narrated, the sky wept blood twice in history. The first time for Prophet Yahya alayhi salam. When he was killed, it rained blood. And any stone they would lift in Jerusalem, in Palestine, they would see boiling blood under it. This happened also with Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
A message from the sky, a mercy for mankind. If you lose your way, we'll always be your guide. Far greater than this world, move mountains with its words. Fixed every part of me and put my heart at ease. And Allah knows words heal the soul, most beautiful of miracles. The more you read, the more you feel Allah's love with every beat. Al-Qur'an Nurun wa Bayan. Al-Qur'an Hadiyul Iman.